the executive session back into the open meeting. And regarding the office of interim president, trustee Nicholas Goin will read that resolution.
Chicago State University Board of Trustees, the appointment of a new interim president. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University, the board, is created by statute to inter alia operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago State University, the university, and has broad authority to discharge this responsibility. And whereas the president is the chief executive of the university and shall have the authority and responsibility within the framework of policies established by the board for the organization, management, direction, and general supervision of the university, and shall be held accountable by the board for the effective administration and management of the institution. And whereas the role of president of the university is appointed by the board and is directly responsible to the board, and whereas the board has undergone discussion and consideration of the type of interim leader the university needs to provide leadership and management during this transition period, and whereas the board believes it is in the best interest of the university to replace the current interim president with an individual that meets the skill set and qualifications of a candidate for the permanent president position. And where, whereas Cecil Lucy has been reassigned to interim vice president of finance and administration, administration of the university as of April 7th, 2017. Now therefore, the board resolves as follows. One, the appointment of Dr. Rachel Lindsay to the interim president of the university, subject to finalization of contract. Two, the board directs the Legislative and Human Resources Committee and outside legal counsel to finalize the contract of the selection of an interim president.
So thank you. Thank you, Trustee Goin. At this time, the chair will entertain a motion on the resolution naming Dr. Rachel Lindsay as interim president.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Goin?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
No.
All right, the next resolution will be regarding the position that was created Chief Administrative Officer. Trustee Goin, would you read that resolution?
Chicago State University Board of Trustees, appointment of a temporary Chief Administrative Officer. Whereas the Board of Trustees of Chicago State University, the board, is created by statute to inter alia operate, manage, control, and maintain Chicago State University, the university, and has broad authority to discharge this responsibility. And whereas the board believes it is in the best interest of the university to establish a temporary position of Chief Administrative Officer who will assist the interim president in assessing current operations, develop solutions, facilitate and implement changes to establish the foundation for the new president of the university. And whereas the board established the temporary position of Chief Administrative Officer. Now therefore, the board has appointed Paul Vallis to the temporary position of Chief Administrative Officer, subject to the finalization of a contract. The board directs the Legislative and Human Resources Committee and outside legal counsel to finalize the contract of the selection of Chief Administrative Officer.
Having heard the resolution, the chair will entertain a motion on the resolution to name Paul Vallis as Chief Administrative Officer pending finalization of a contract.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowan?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Zoller?
Abstaining.
Praise the Lord. I did that morning.
We want to thank again Mr. Cecil Lucy for his service for this university. I want to thank you so much and appreciate everyone giving him a round of applause. stepped in at a very difficult time and has led this university admirably. We also want to say, as a final order of business today, we are certainly proud of the 242 graduates who graduated in this past semester. And we want to say, as of today, we have 652 who have applied to graduate in the upcoming commencement. We want to work with the faculty and the students to ensure that we have not only a great graduation ceremony, but a ceremony that is projected across the state of Illinois.
Yes.
Once again, Chicago State will probably graduate one out of every six African Americans who will receive a college degree will be an alum of Chicago State University. For the second year in a row, we expect in our fall and in our spring graduation over 800 graduates. We have a lot of difficulty understanding why the 2% number of graduates keep floating around, and also the 11% graduation rate. We anticipate again over 800 graduates for this year. And so we want to thank the staff, the faculty, and of course the senior administration for outstanding work under difficult circumstances. At this time, we'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Buckner?
Yes.
Trustee Gowen?
Yes.
Trustee Griffin?
Yes.
Trustee Harper?
Yes.
Trustee Hatch?
Yes.
Trustee Smith?
Yes.
Trustee Lauer?
Yes.
Adjourn.
All right. Chair. All right. You're welcome. Thank you.
Not just what I'm saying.